You should tell me, Marie. Those are the sugar of baby wipes. First, what came out already from the last chabura, we get a stinking spagatum, squeezing out liquid from the clothing. So what malach we're discussing over here? So by now, the oil is for the Beis Yosef, that either we have the Rambam, the Rabban Shito, that squeezing out liquid from the baggage is only malaping. Seems to be that way with the Ksubis, the Shito Ram, and as far as Ainji Shea Elabula Karko. And since, explains El Gital, that even though maybe the bag is a gula karko, but since the liquid was not grown inside of it, it's a chasar in dish el gula karko. Therefore, the iser of squeezing out liquid from a bag is only malabim. Atzad Hasheni, the Beis Yosef brings down Rav Yishayim, Tzitzik Subas Davov, the Rosh, and others. There are two types of schita. We have schita in the get, the sugar malabim, beside the bag. And the schita beside the liquid, the noizel, beside the sugar of dosh. The third option, Rashi and Kof Mem Hei by us, I'll be the way our place explains it. It's Machlik is Shmuel Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Rav holds Tavach Chitzoni, and therefore it's not Nichol Gedor of being gone inside, and therefore it's only Nichol Gedor of the Rabbanon, not the Reisel. And so Hashem Rabbi Yochanan says, Hashem Mashke Koidim, and therefore Nichol Gedor of the Reisel. So come down again first to be Yishayim. Either we have an option, only discussing the Sugya of Libon, or we have the Sugya of two different types of schit over here. Or according to Rashi, Machlok is Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan. Loch Lamaisel, the Mishmuel is Rekhil, but also it's Kodon and Beis. The Loch is the Ikri Pachkin's the Raisel. Raisel, the Raisel, pass like the Rosh, and Taisvis that squeezing out liquid from a beggar is a din the Raisel. Second, the Loch over here brings down a Akdomon Tsaro, he calls it. It points out that our Sugur is Murab from three separate Sugurs. Therefore, this is one of the reasons why it's very confusing. He points out, first we have the sugya over here of that we have two types of different schito. We have one idea inside the sugya of the beggar, that a person does not want the water, nichla sugya malabim. But Kenny said, lehepoch, if a person only wants the mashko, there's not nichla geda malabim, only sugya of schito. It's not, he says, you want the liquid. So what happens when you do not want the liquid? What they call, holich le'ibud. Is the sugya of holich le'ibud not wanting liquid? We know by Kvashim and Shlokas, Lachis Lagufon, it's mutter. He would not want the liquid. She's saying we have a beggar squeezing out the water, Hilich Ibud, is mutter. What do you say? No, Yeshul Chalik. By the case of a Kvashim and Shlokas, they have its Klolim. And the beggar of Mice is different over here. Well, Hilich Ibud would still be a Dindra Balam. Mice, we point out already last Kabura, it really did not make enough Kamina whether he holds Skid Begadim is Darabalam or Daraiso. Either way, the question is, it could be the case of the Ibn Mutter, or it could be the Rabban. Bilach points out, who holds the Mutter? It's the Rivosh, the Rajba, the Magamishna, they hold the Ibn as Mutter. Atzad Hasheni, the Ramban, the Ran and the Ri, they hold the Rabban. That means the Ramban holds the Begit is never the Raisa, still holds the Ibn as the Rabban. The Ran holds it is the Raisa, he holds the Ibn as the Rabban. That means, again, does not make a difference what you hold by Begit could be the Raisa, either way, still the Rabban. How do you pass it over here? It's very clear. It's the Rabbanon. That's the first thing we are looking at our sugya. The question to get to the idea of Hilich Ibud is it more to the Rabbanon? We pass it to the Rabbanon. A second thing in our sugya says we are looking is the idea of Sikrisha to Loi Nichlai. Now, we mentioned the sugya a year ago. Now, then we went through Barichas. We actually saw the Mechab over here with the Ramah. And we saw the sugya Nafkot Kimom and Aleph, where we were coming from. The Gemara Shabbos Adam Aleph. Just the kids who came out, the 8 points we see comes out from this set over here is number one, a miskavin is mutter. Number two, psikration de nichalei, says the Mishnah Berurah, is deraiso. Shmuz kondon beis, shaitit kondon gimel, beis pan the sugin daf kol gimel and Shabbos. Number three, lo nichalei, says the bialacho, is clear for the Gemara, is it not deraiso. Number four, if it's not deraiso le nichalei, is it mutter or is it drabonon? That's Machlokes HaShokel among the Rishayim. They call the Oruch versus Taisus. Those who pass the Maaseh, it's Mutter, like the Oruch, the Rashba, the Ben Ruchim over here. Asad Shredi, those who say it's a Din Rabbanon, the Ben Tam, the Rosh. How do we pass it over here? The Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Mater, starts over the Oruch. And he says, V'chol Kolav, we disagree with him. That means, explains the Mishmu a couple of times. The Mechaber says, we do not pass it like the Oruch. Regularly, that's what comes out of here. We do not pass in the Maisa, it's mutter, it's still din drabbanon.
It's
awesome. Awesome. Number five, we're saying l'nichle when I do not want it. Let's say l'ich b'slei, I do not care what it comes out, what does not come out, what happens if I don't care. It's parable over here. So it sounds like the sugya on daf kuf gimel machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. However, the bialoch over here again speaks out places on daf ayin hay up in the sugya daf kuf gimel. The vad is still in the aloch is getiv l'nichle. That means it won't be deraisa. We nichle getiv rabbanon l'ich b'slei is l'nichle haynu ach. Number six. We see over here the Magavram and Mishmur discussed the idea of the Urach.
No one argued on that,
right?
Because last time we learned that
Mishmur no one argues.
So we'll say.
Now, the sixth point over here, the Mishmur Magavram bring down the Urach that says we make his mutter in the one time only by Shabbos, and not by Shari Sir. Shabbos has a heter of Lachmas Shabbos. All these who do not have a heter of Lachmas Shabbos. Again, the Magavram says, of course, Sir Rosh. Point out there's numerous Rishonim. The Ma'is Mishmur is very clear. By Shari Surim will not have the Heta even according to the Urach of Lenichlai of Lekulei Almadin Rabbanon. A seventh point over here is we're saying Lenichlai is Osir. What happened to Lenichlai with the one Rabbanon? So we had a Mogarom, a similar Shinya Dalas to Kotten Hei. We've done a Tumul Negev to it. If you realize, what is this Akimto? This Akimto is Halech Ibn is one Rabbanon. And it's the case of Lenichlai. We see over here where one drop on Lenichlai, the mice is also, even according to the Mechaber, which the Bnei Sfat have to answer the Chor as a problem. The Mechaber is being Machmo over. An eighth point, even though we do not pass like the Urach, we're Mestar of the Urach. So very clear the Sugya. We take on Urach, Derech Tziruf. Whether we know from other times, the Mokhan Tsar, or Mokhan Mitzvah, but here we come on to Mitzvah, the Sheet of the Urach. Those are eight very simple points that come out from our Sugya. For most of us, it's Shubi Chazaro, who came out of any a year ago. And we mentioned other times through the year. The third sugya intertwined over here, says the Bialocho, is sugya malavin. That means, when do we say something when a liquid coming out is nichol the isder isa malavin? The Pashto of the Rambam says, libun is whether it's with water, even with wine, even with beer, whether it's red wine or white wine, makes no difference, the isa malavin. That's why he puts a whole entire sugya over here of tezvav, tezayin, yuzayin, ches, under the sugya of libun. Aye, how can you tell me red wine is malavin? They explain, Pashto the Rambam, it's true, it cleans the beggar from the different things that are inside, but leaves a stain behind. It cleans the beggar with a stain. But it's not going to get a malabin. Asad HaShani, will you show him disagree? Like, I know, if you leave a stain behind, how could that leave it over here? Allah, they want to tell this, not going to get a malabin. If you do it with wine, might should be a case over here that is, be more to be telling you malabin. Asad HaShlishi, there's a side of the Taz, that if it's white wine, even though the smell might not be too great over here, will come out still being active libum, being over the rice of malacha malabin over here. So with these three sugars, there's a bialacha with the zakdom over here, again, one sugar, hurlich the ibud, machlokes among the shaynim, we pass to the rabbanon. A second sugar, sequential and ichalai, machlokes to the earth, we again pass to the rabbanon. A third sugar, when do you apply malabin? Bakery, we pass to malabin owned by water, or maybe by white wine, otherwise, not nichalai sugar malabin. With that, that's why how we go explain over here what's going on in that sugya. Now let's go through the sugya. We have a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Same exact sugya. The Gemara Gizal Mishmei Derab. Someone was required in a Zayso. He basically has a barrel over here and he's a shmata and he wants to stick it inside. This shmata has some liquid inside. You either want to put it back or take it out. You have a Yam Tzad sugya of squeezing it and liquid coming out. The Gemara says, Ayla Maisa should be a case of any miskavin. The Gemara says, a case of psik ratio. The Gemara says, it is osir. You have this barrel, putting a shmat inside, psik ratio, it is osir. Now the question is, what is the isser? What isser we're discussing, putting a shmat inside this opening of this barrel over here? So among the Rishonim, there are four options. The way how the Urach, Subis, Davov, and Aleph were down in Taisis, and the way the Ben Tam says, you might leave the shmata inside, but back there, you're even the isteraisa of boino. Boino. You might leave it there. Which the Achonim and the Shem have a lot of time with. That means, if you open and close the door, if you close it the last time, you don't plan to open it, nichol get a boino. It's made to open and close. Here the shmata is made to go in and out. Why should we nichol get a boino? And then one time, the sugi is, sugi a boino. One option. A second option, the Rambam, the Rian Tosfos, nichol the sugi a malabin. Why the whole malabin is even by Shar Mashkin, even by the case of beer, case of wine, even though it leaves a stain behind, nichol sugya malabin. The third option, the Arpi the Rishonim, and the Kerach wants Taino, is a case of Vila Mafarik that you have a kli underneath. They were not hulich ibod. Therefore, Mafar told the dosh. A fourth option among the Rishonim, the being Taisus and the Ran, is a case of Mafar told the dosh, but Fakar is hulich ibod. It's still the Oyvin Esser. I mean, first, Gemara says also, what is the Gimto? We have four options. Either Boino, Malabain, Mafarik that's Hulich Ibod, Mafarik that's not Hulich Ibod.
Is it the
Esser? It says Osir. Now, building upon that, how did Mechab come and bring it down? So Mechab, that's read him slowly, saying 5 points over here. Now, this is a little bit confusing, because Gemara, when it says the case of Mitzvahis and Azai, says Osir. The Mechab in the Torah started off as saying the case is mutter. I mean, it took the Gemara and said it backwards. You have to realize, the Gemara is saying it's Osir, Mechab says mutter. Why is it mutter? That's the question over here. So Mechab starts with number one, Yesh Mishimater, why there's no cleaning underneath, it's the case of the Aruch. Very simple, Aruch, it's a creation of Nichlai, it's mutter. Number two says the Mechab, V'chol Kulov. We disagree. It's a creation of Nichlai, Paskin's Osir. Number three, V'olim Nogu Hete V'dover. Now what does that mean? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. They came along and they were matured even when there's a kli underneath. That means not just they're matured when there is no kli underneath, the aruch. They're matured even when there's a kli underneath. I mean, what did they Bessim do? They took on all the Rishonim, Lekula, that's the case of Yamalabim, and we do not pass on the Rabbim, there's no Malabim, Shal Mashkin, therefore they're matured, and what they do? They went against the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara asked something, and they took on all the kulas, they're matured. I mean, some of the Kali Das out there, what they do, they get all these different kulas, and they don't realize what they did is not passable. They went against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Osir. That's the problem here. They took on different cheetahs. Good, very good. Took on the it's all the case of Malabi, the Rambam, except there's no Malabi Mashkin, and the Kali Das, and Mutter against the Gemara. Then Eilam, the more than Machabur, the Eilam was not to the Heter. So what's going on?
It just proves what the Kali of the Eilam is.
And they're wrong. No, they're wrong. They're wrong. They went against the Gemara. It's us, sir. It's wrong.
But
does not know. He's saying, he said, the Olam does this. So he said, I was shot over here. So he says, I come to Melamed Tzchus upon them. He says, I want a Melamed Tzchus. Case of a Barz Darucho. He has a long spout. He has put it inside with a metal thing over here. He has his hands not touching it. His Nichla Chusig of Beis Achiza like the Raven we mentioned before him. Even on that limud chus, still says mechaber number five yesh legamgein. Either yesh legamgein because either it's not like the ravid, or we don't pass like the ravid over here. And then he says the cholapok is make sure there's no kli underneath. When there's no kli underneath, then you have a case of over here of the aruch, or mitzav to be mekel. That means the five levels of the mechaber. Number one is the aruch, mortar. Number two, we don't pass like the aruch. Number three, when the other make even nothing to do with the earth, even when it's clear there. Number four, Baris Arucho, which is the head of Beis Achiza. And number five, Phil Toyim should not be a clear underneath it. Those are five levels of the Mechaber.
The Roshiva said the
Oilam
is the
Oilam of
Yeshivas. So
you're
saying the
Oilam
of Yeshivas is wrong.
I didn't say the Mechaber says that. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says also. Now, what is the Mechaber saying? That person that toy had not have the plate underneath it. So we have Mishmura comes from the Taz, and he points out the same thing in my Mordechai and Eli Rabba. It's Tarki L'Tavusa. Now, what does it mean Tarki L'Tavusa, according to the Taz of Mishmura? It means, yeah, the case of the Beis Achiza, the Bar Zarucho, the Rav Shito, together with the idea of the Aruch. Now, they point out, Be'etzim, it's really three things over here. A case over here is Chalich Ibod. So you have the Rosh, you have the Rosh and the Ritva on the Magen Mishnah. The Rashba. I mean, Rosh, the Rashba, the Magen Mishnah. So, Helich Ibn number one. Number two is the Aruch, Psekresh, and Nichlai. And number three, Mitzirif, the Ravit. A Baiz Aruch will be Mekel. You have three things, three reasons to tell you it's Mutter. And that's what the Mechaba says to go to. Helich Ibn, and the case of the Aruch, together with the Ravit. Then, that's the correct thing. Now, there is a Magen Avraham. The Shalah had to understand the Magen Avraham, what exactly he's saying. The way the Machzor Shekel explains the Magen Avraham, he's saying the same thing like the Taz. Mishmur saying he's not saying that, saying without the idea, not like the Machzor Shekel, not like the Taz. Now, he's saying the Loch is, it's enough, Loi Nichalei, and Hulich Ibud. Those two without Baraz Aruch, that self can make all. That means the Machab is telling you, Hulich Ibud, and Loi Nichalei, Yishamim Lismach. That Mishmur says, no, that's not enough. You also need a Baraz Aruch. That means the Magen Avraham says, two things enough. Mishmur saying, no, but that's one more thing, a case of Baraz Arucho together with it. Building upon this, Let's discuss the sugya of now baby wipes. To be makdim, first he pointed out the two sugyas of skita of dosh and skita malabim. What skita we're discussing over here? First takes the baby wipes and puts it and uses it. We're not discussing malabim. No one over here is cleaning the baby wipes. If anything, it gets dirty. That means put the word, the malabim, to the side. From now on, we're discussing only sugyas skita of dosh. That's all. Very good among this forum that way. Number two, no one says it's mutter to squeeze baby wipes. There's no such safer, no such shita, nobody. Even Moshe Makilim Lichas Osher says, a body can't squeeze it. A body is no such heter. That's when he uses Amos Kavanim with his klolim. There's no head to squeeze it. That means, number one, discussing a case, nothing to do with Malabin, that's the Mitzias, that's not our sugya, only Dosh Mepharek. And number two, in the case we have no kavan of Haschita. There's no such thing. There's no heter. There's no heter. Minchas Osher's Rosh Makilim said, we'll get the clone. No, there's no heter. A skito. No such thing over here. We'll get to what he says. We'll get to the swars over here. Minchas Osher says no such heter. No one says it. Nobody says that. One segment says you have a heter. Now, because you're not cleaning the wife. Gets full of soya and dirty. Fine, but it's not cleaning it again. If one of the Hartzvi and Moshe and Sliyazer and Boza and Mekchuma Chachoni, and not what anybody says you have to enter, it's still Malabi. Everyone writes clean, it's not Malabi. It's getting dirty over there. It's sore, it's not getting cleaned. It's dirty. It's getting full of lichloch. It's getting full of lichloch. Now, Maisel, those who want to answer. I have a list over here, a bicker of 50 different swarm of Paiskim Maisel will answer it. I'm making discussing the main challenge is the Drabon or the Raiso. And those who want to know that the Be'ikir is a Kshash the Raiso, whether it's Dain Maisel Chuba the Chelikyun, whether it's Der Betzino, whether it's Dain Fisher, whether it's Abiyashim, whether a Schoenberg, Tabim tried to tell me Schoenberg's Makel, I went to them with the Ksav Yad of Leather, he wrote, instantly read it, they said yes, and he writes over there, it's Kshash the Raiso there, he writes Osir, Avaz and the Chelikhez, Kodashani, and we have placing at the placing safe at the same but Ikin says Osir, and part of the tumult really is how far is the Osir? Is it skila or less than that? That's the shayla over here. Now, that's Aleph. Second, they like quoting those who are Mekel, is the Be'omer, the Shmir Shabbos, in the old prints, the Yat Yosef of Kedoyma. Now, first of all, we read them slowly, the Shmir Shabbos, in the old prints, the Be'omer, the Yat Yosef. Now, they like quoting them. Now, first, before what they changed, if you read them slowly, they're saying you can use it if you do it benachas v'loy b'chayzik. Now, I'm not sure what it means to use it benachas v'loy b'chayzik. I'm not sure how you say it over to chayzol, how you define that definition exactly. What's benachas, not b'chayzik? They don't write it, they don't explain it. I assume the standard way of using it depends how they can made. If you need it, you do it b'chayzik. You don't need it, you do it lightly. But I don't know how you can say such a locha, tell chayzol to use it, and only do benachas. I'm not sure what the words mean, how to apply it practically. That's second. Third is, they like putting the room as fine mice, he wants to be Michael. His getter, he says, yes, it says, but tonight the mice is not that wet. Now, I'm not exactly sure what it means, not that wet. People like tell me, Tmech, Shnur, Malas, Litvoyach, Tvicho. Now, first, what those words mean is, you have something that when you take the wipe, you touch something, and then you touch your finger, if you get wet, that's Nichol again of Tvech, Malas, Latvoyach. Now, people tell me that wipes out there that are that way. I've challenged over the years, 20, 25 years, find me one wipe, and not one person found me such a thing. A wipe, a standard wipe, go over, push the normal way, and then afterwards put your finger and you won't get wet from it. I've not found such a wipe like that. You can make your face, I've not found a wipe that has. I challenge anybody to bring me a wipe that is that way. We tried this morning, so it wasn't that way. Now, as far as I know, other than my kilim, there's only one shuva of the names that we are marked to recognize. Only one person wrote a shuva. A lot of people in here are saying they use Michael, Lewis, Michael. Only the one person wrote a shuva about that we actually, a name that we know. It's Osher Weiss. Because Osher. Maise, he writes, and he keeps defending and defending and defending. So basically, you have one verse 50 over here. You have to realize the numbers. So, now, Rav Rubin, he writes a letter, and he writes a couple times against the Osher Weiss. The Osher Weiss tries to defend himself. I brought the tshuva of Osher Weiss to a Berkowitz. He says, that's how he's talking about it in the tshuva over there. We'll get to it. We have a sugya. Now, Berech, Rav Ubman Meiser in the shul, he is one of the ones who are stuck that holds the license also. So he gives a shir every Friday night. Over 20 years ago, 23, 25 years ago, Meiser was not there Friday night. So who was there? Mr. Kaplan. So he gets up and speaks over when he said over on Thursday night in the yeshiva. So Thursday night in the yeshiva, get a shir about why baby wipes Meiser are mutter. So he got up to speak about why Meiser baby wipes are mutter. Now I think you only did, you wouldn't do that against Rav, but that's what he spoke about, I think, in yeshiva that week. Now, no, so he said over what he just learned. So, Agav, the Maisa in the middle of a share. Sorry? Maisa in the middle of a share, he does the mention over here, they saw that he Agav never changed a kid's diaper. They mentioned. So, by force, when he discussed the Sugyo from Chicago, he says, give a share, I said, that it's Osir. And only that he asked, of either said he asked a Moshe, the Vadat's Osir. He says he sees people who write things that Maisa are a motor, so he calls anyone, or force from Chicago calls anyone to say why it's motor, and that one person we called that says motor change a kid's diaper. But one person. So Maisa, because why they don't understand, when you use a change a kid's diaper with the pressure, but Avada's case of Nichlai, Avada you want over here.
And the people that said it's
also changed
their diaper.
So Maisa, Rabnissan, the Akim, he says, the idea over here is for two from Maisa, why he wants to make over here. So then we take over the share. First of all, I'm not clear how people understood it. I afterwards went over to him and asked him. I listened to the longest thing over. I tried to argue with him. I told Maisa he's not understood the exact answers coming from his notes over here. Also, Maisa will get to how his chayes over here. But just since, but he Maisa said he derech agav he never changed his diaper. So of course, anytime I learn a sugya, my youngest now is 13 months old. Baruch Hashem, till Friday. I was like, I not have to change any time my kid's diaper. I have a lot of girls, daughters, other people change kid's diaper. Kids in the Zera Shabbos, of course, I have to look his nervous. They realize Baruch Hashem, he made a festive heckle. And how to go do it? So I came over to me holding the kid, please change him, use fresh wipes. So I changed every Friday, and he was flying around. I had to hold him, and he mopped his gazoot to back over there. And I was using wipes, my wife said, just use tons of wipes, just keep cleaning it well. Why said change diapers? Don't tell me I never did it. I did it to all my kids, and even the last one I did also. This Friday, we covered Shabbos, just because I love the sugya. Mom is finished mine. Now, in the sugya over here, you have to also realize, knock a point, in that there were those who they called who were Mekel. They came along with Chizit to be Machmer. That means there was the rights. That's true, I used to be Mekel. After they showed me the Metzias, I realized it's not correct. I used to be Machmer. The Shmir Shabbos is old prince, the Maisa seemed to be his Mekel. The new prince, who is Chlezit, and says only from the case of Nir and Naf and Bad. And as far as I know, all our cases of Bad and Orv and Bad is no Heter. Now, one time Chokham told me, Maisa used to fresh wrap to ask him what's a Heter. He told me Shmir Shabbos. So take out the new Shmir Shabbos, show me the Heter. And he took out, he tried. Didn't know Shmir Shabbos, Maisa is Machmer right now. The Yati Yosef. Maisa again, he wanted to make all the benachas, not bechizik. Maisa, he writes in his new prints, I'm discussing the old ones in the case of Nir over here. Now the case over here, the case of Bad. And therefore he says he cannot be make all this manazer, the Yati Yosef. We'll get to what it means. But this is Kaplan. When I try to argue with him, Maisa, he said, Manasu, you can't answer back. Again, I was in the suit. I don't have people in the shiur understand what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying. What is the term word? Maisi said, after one of his times he gave a shir, that a couple days later his mother gave a call and made a machal against him, not just me, his mother. And therefore, how can we maxi things I assumed the rights of Paiskim won't answer it? So the next 10 years of 5 months he did not give a shir about it. Didn't give a shir. In Toshin Ayin Beis, he gave a shir again. And the Maisi, if you list him, he writes, Osir. Shemir Shabbat Chosei was Chazer. There is no heter but a case of Bad. But the case of Nia, the case of Tzirufim, we'll get the case of Nia and Bad is over here. And then we said, Bad is also. I mean, you have to realize, those like quoting certain price people on Mekel, whether it's Rav Vosner, or the Yaki Yosef, or this, the Meister, all come along and say, it should be a Shabbos, Meister asks it over here. Meister's also. No, the Meister asks it.
Looks like the
Dalam Malak, the Masa. No, but we look for the MS over here. Look at Emes. Now, let's go through the Shemus that I like quoting who are Makarit. Let's go through first a couple of Shemus over here. First, I like quoting the Hartzvi Lamaisa that he's Makel. Now, the Hartzvi is discussing a case when you have a wet napkin, you want to clean up the table. Over there, first of all, it gets involved with it, when the water comes out, it's Al-Hilich Le'ibud or not. So maybe Nechel get Al-Hilich Le'ibud. Maybe not, maybe you want the wood over here. Lady says, you have to analyze a very important svar over here. Why are we saying in the case of squeezing out liquid from a bag in the case of Deraisa? Apitaisus the Rosh. Because in the case of Kvash and Mushlakis, over there the Derech is only by Zeisim and Novim. By Kvash and Mushlakis, all person, not the Derech. By Begin, what do you do with the bag with liquid inside? You squeeze out the Derech, case of Deraisa. What do the napkin with liquid inside? Throw it out in the garbage. Right? Throw it in the garbage. So it's not the Derech anymore. Should be back to the case of not the situation of Deraisa. Should be a case of Hilich Le'ibud that we do not have the chumah and the gates to give a beggar. David wants a tie over here, since it may be the case to Rabban, Ulay is the case of Hilich Le'ibud. And since Rabban is not Uimbe Veschito, Exel Maisi wants to be Mekel. That's just for building upon this. Those who are like, Kuzan hurts me. Baby wipe the same idea over here. Yaki Yosef, you're even the one quoting Mekel. So there are Falcons, some simple bottom, analyze it, it's for carrots, right? The chumra. Are baby wipes made to squeeze out?
No.
Yes. It's made to use and water come out. It's, we'll get to what you're saying, Kabbalah. But Vada, it's part of the establishment when the kid makes a lot, the certain time the Vada that's made for water to come out of it. Not enough water on the surface, it's made to be able to lay and come out. So, therefore, it says with Simcha Bonim, it's a right Naratzvi, not Lukulo, it's a right of the Chumro. We don't have the Heter Aleph. Another name like quoting is a Moshe. Now, first, the Makor they want to quote is the same Divrei Chachamim. He writes like this: Chacham Echad heard B'Shem and Moshe, the old Beit Rav's a mutter. That means there's some Rav, some place, somewhere, someone said, B'Shem and Moshe, that's mutter. So they all quote the same Divrei Chachamim that somebody said something in the name of Moshe, that's mutter. That's first where it's coming from, Aleph. Elamai, they point out, is also, that's Aleph. Second is, Rabbi First in Chicago said that Yisrael Aydin, and Aydin Yisrael Moshe says also. If you want to Aydin, say your Kumsat Gvav, the Oris, it sounds like saying Moshe is also. Sounds like. To me, they like calling Moshe and Shuvah. Now, the Sefer of the Moshe was printed in 1963. The fresh wipes were invented about then and were not mass produced yet. I mean, the Moshe is not discussing fresh wipes. Not possible. That means the Sefer was printed. I know when the Shuvah was written. So don't tell me the Shuvah is on fresh wipes. Now, in the Shuvah, where they're coming from, while they want to say Moshe is Mekel, it's discussing again the case like the Hartzvi. He has a napkin, he wants to clean up the table over here, and he has sweat, and the water comes out. So Moshe has his fourth Tzirufim over here, why to be Mekel? Since first of all, the idea you have paper, the water's coming out. Maisa is not really Baleach, not Baleach inside this napkin. Like Cyrus. Cyrus is coming out, water's only to Rabban. Here's a case to Rabban. Second, the liquid that's coming out, you're not coming to use. It's Hilich Le'ibud. Third, it's not made to squeeze out liquid from the napkin. I think it means like Hartzvi. Hartzvi is saying the idea of a beggar made to squeeze out. The napkin's not made to squeeze out. It's made to throw into the garbage. They have a nichel get a drabonon. Void is any miskavin. Since it didn't drabonon of Hilich Le'ibud, you have the case of the Aruch. Now there's a list right, my see can be Mekel. But the case of the napkin. Now first, they point out, you have to realize he's comparing it to our sugya. Our sugya, the reason why we makel the minig ha'ilum, the mechab ends off what to go do, he says, first of all, you have three reasons to be makel. Beis achiza is mutter, the oruch is mutter, the ibud is mutter. You have three things that are mutter, because we're showing him mitzvah for all three, they'll be makel. That's the mechab says by us. But Moshe, what he's saying, drabanon with the case of the over here, of the not attached to the tevusa. It's a psik ratio with two drabanons, betzam. Psik ratio to linichle, two drabanons. So come on the Masalion, others want to say, Moshe's comparison is not that fair. Find the Orch HaShabbos wants to answer, Sarkal Soiv is Hilich Le'ibud, together with Le'nichle, together not to have Lischoy to answer the Ram. So you have to know how Moshe will fit into the Mechab, doesn't exactly fit in. But the bigger kash is that Moshe has four Atarim, four Tzufim. Number one, Moshe has Hilich Le'ibud. It's not Hilich Le'ibud, I'm using the liquid over here. It's not Hilich Le'ibud. Number two, he says Le'nichle, it's not sure it is Nichle, I want to use the wood over here. Number three is saying it's Balea. Not Balea. Not sure it is Balea. And number four is saying, not Miskavin, is Miskavin. They point out four questions. All four things that Moshe is saying is not true. The gate of baby wipes. It's not Hilich Le'ibud.
It is a case of Nechalei. It is Balea. It is Mishabim. All four things. That's how I want to ask. That means it's true. Those one quote on Moshe, the Mice to be Michael, whether the Minchas Osher, Yalki Yosef, they quote this Tshuva. They point out the Tshuva negated baby wipes. All four points, the Mice did not apply over here. And they have to exactly how does it apply this thing negated to a napkin? How does it work practically negated to a napkin? So the first negated to what Moshe is discussing, what napkin, they say two things. The son of Reuven says over two things. Number one, he says, the case of discussing the napkin is not when you're taking it to clean the table and you want the liquid to come out. The case of it is perum, the crumbs on the table, and the liquid that's inside is enough to pick up the crumbs, and the water that's coming out, you don't want. It's not that you want the water to come out to clean what's there, there's dirty things there. It's perum that got picked up when they have a wet napkin. That's Aleph, what he says over. That's the Messias over here. We're talking about Simcha Bonim, others. That's what Reuven says over. It's Aleph. Ayla Maisa is a case that is Balea, napkin. So, Rafael and the Reuven Feinstein and others say over what Moshe was discussing, was, his words are, is something that's a mint kosher, something that's not Balea. Hard, if you used to be hard, you go to the bathroom, toilet paper, at least there, until 25 years ago, they called cardboard. Right, hard cardboard. Right, people from America used to be known tissues over here, they call it sandpaper. Now, the Maisa we have now is very soft. But what they used to have is Mamashe hard, or Ke'inze. She smears it once in a while, they serve napkins sometimes. And napkins are made of plastic. How much plastic? Not Balea. So it says of Reuven, what was Moshe discussing in Shuvah? Something was not Balea. Either something that's a hard cardboard, or in the case over here, that's not Balea, a case of a plastic. If Nissa Kaplan says over, what does it mean in the Bada Shulchan? What does it mean in the Shmir Sham Kuchos, the new print, that the head to his dafka, a case that's near and not bad? So if Nissan said he was told over, it means a case that's not Balea. That means Rosh Shabbos told him it means something that's not Balea. It means something our fresh rabbis are Balea. That means you take out the Shmir Shabbos Chosoi, they're saying, telling you bad is Osir, that's Balea. Near what near? A Moshe's name that's not Balea? That's what we have the head to over here. Now, this idea of Shabbos Moshe, just Reuven Feinstein, is brought down by Simcha Bonim. It's brought down the Smalach and the Nishma Shabbos. It's brought down the Mor Shabbos. It's brought down the Orcha Shabbos. That means the Orcha Shabbos is according to the Art Scroll. Now people say Haka called the Arskol, the Orcha Shabbos calls the Arskol, it's Emes, it's Emes. That's what it is. It's Emes. So the Orcha Shabbos calls the Simcha Bonim, called Reuven Feinstein, that the case of Moshe discussed over here, a case of thing that's not Balea. Right, it's true, it's not Balea. And now these mice are Balea. So it comes out that in the new prints of the Shemir Shabbos, and the new prints of the Yalp Yosef, number one, the Sagas people Nachas, and not Bechlezik, and that's only in a case that's near, that's not Balea. And not the case of Bala is Balea. This is Kaplan says in Eitzel, there's no such thing in the market that's not Balea. Anything in the market in Eitzel says one brand in America that is not Balea. I'm not sure what he's referring to, what he's discussing over there. Otherwise, it comes out to forget to a Moshe, according to him. I mean, according to a Moshe, it's a Raya L'chumra. According to Haritvi, it's a Raya L'chumra. That will come to answer baby wipes. It says Yahya Yosef, we don't know. I assume he'll go with the mouth of his father. Who's the third name you like quoting? Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Zitzal. Maisa certainly was in the Shmir Shabbos, the original prince. He certainly was Mitzad Lahokul. But over the years, there are at least 10 different people from 10 different Svarim, different sources, that quoted Maisa was Chalizah Be'ikr. That means the big Mavucho who spoke to last, and was the last Pesach Maisa gave over. The Svarim that the Eilu seems to usually follow, whether it's the Shulchan Shlomo or the new Shmir Shabbos, with the Orah Shabbos, they said the Maaser was chosen to be Machmer. Now the Midrash Osher says it's not true, it's Sheker, the body was not chosen, the body held the Maaser's mutter. But Meik among the Svarim, as far as I see, Maaser said, I asked him, they spoke to him, the body was chosen to be Machmer. So it comes out, the Svarim, the name like quoting against the Har Tzvi, the Moshe Shlom Zalman, that feels right, the Chumro, the Moshe Pashto being Machmer, Shlom Zalman saw at the end of his life, Ikka the Svarim saying, Bechush to be Machmer over here. Now, it is true, there are certain times you can argue the point that it's only, when a kid, let's say, is 1 month old, there's only liquid over there, you don't really care for the liquid to come out. But numerous times, and especially the older the kid gets, Avada, when you're using the fresh wrap, Avada, you want it. Avada is a case of Nichle. So to give over to Moin Am, to say, this, yeah, this, no, look where you can. So the question is now, we just went through the names. Let's go to the Svaras over here. What's the son to be Michael? And build from that. First, as far as I see, there are 8 Svaras why to be Michael, and 8 Svaras why they should be a case to Rabbanim. 16 different ideas floating around over here. speak them out, or go through step by step. First, each one is watching Michael. They point out, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam holds, there's no Mepharik, only Levon. The Rambam why says motor. There's no sugya of Levon over here. Okay, not coming to clean the fresh wipe. A second, they want to time the idea of fresh wipes, the baby wipes, the liquid is only on top of the fresh wipe, not inside the fresh wipe. A third over here, we'll get to each. First thing over the eight concepts, then we'll come to answer the eight concepts. Shak v'tayu. A third idea over here, they want to say it's Amos Calvin, my sense motor. A fourth idea, you want to tell me it's Amos Calvin, the psych ratio. It says in Minchas Asher, if you analyze, you take a bench, one place, another, 10 times, 5 times make chavitz, 5 times not make chavitz, motor. But if one time you make a chavitz, if you do it the same way, the same energy, the same koyach, the same wind, it'll always make chavitz. So how in the world do you come along and say, when you take a bench, one place, another, it's motor, ain't a miskavin, you do exactly the same thing afterwards, you know afterwards it becomes a psych ratio. LMI, we don't look at afterwards, we look at before, and know what's going to happen. So the same thing about baby wipes, afterwards the liquid came out. If you look before, then the liquid's going to come out. I don't care what happens. Every psych ratio has that problem. Every time it's not psych ratio, you have that problem when it happened. So look before it. So before in one time, that was short. We'll get to. In one time before, it's not nechle geta, a body of coming out liquid. Speaking of the Soros. A fifth idea over here, come on those one time, the Shul Gibarim, my Kev submission wants to go this way. Shai to do it without psych ratio. The Kami doing it with a psych ratio. Mazalfa Yain Al Kabi Ishan, the Maisets Motor. A sixth reason over here, the Maisets Motor. Because Yana Miskavu to be Lutvech Nasatviach. You might want to come out, but you don't want to be Tvech Nasatviach. A seventh reason, Rosh Mazalman Mitzadeh, a Mashkim Bala Oichel, as Gedev and Oichel. So here, when the Mashkim going into the Tzaya, so there's no Chshivas over here. It's Kena Mashkim Bala Oichel Kaichel. Same concept, Maisets Motor over here. A eighth reason, Hoich Livot. Rashbo, Mivosh, Magi Mishno. Those 8 swords that discuss white in Mekel. 8 swords with Sarf white throughout Bonon. The one time they eat this nut to the Karko, or Pop Dosh in Bolokan. That's one. A second, according to Shmuel, Yolme Mayem, and it's only a case of Durabonon. Third, Hilichli Ebon, according to Ran, is a case of Durabonon. Fourth, according to Mchaim No, the only thing you want the Mashke has to be going to drink. Or Vian Mice is not going to drink, it's only a case of Durabonon. Fifth swar, they want to point out, you don't have no share Gregor, it's a chat share, a case to Rabbanon. A sixth swar, a tzarek cotton, you can make it by case to Rabbanon over here. Those will call it tzarek cotton, those will call it case of cotton of beers over here. The seventh swar, a cold secretion, a case to Rabbanon. And the eighth swar, the ran, a pin of pin of has been Zayim Mashkin. And even though water is one of the Zayim Mashkin, but water that's not roi to be drunk is not the chagel of Zayim Mashkin. Now Zayim Mashkin, it might be another case to Rabbanon. What? Four? No, that's not where the chilo. That's different svar. One Zayim Mashkin, one's not where the chilo. Kind of not different svar than the rat. We'll get to each one. Those are the first 8 svars wife. More to 8 svars to Rabbanon. Now, like to go to do now. First, number one, what's the Metzias? Number two, how to answer back the halacha. Number three, what are the eitzes? And number four, the baby wife that have a shkoch upon it. Those are the 4 things come to go do now. First, number one, what is the Metzias? That means, is the water on top of the baby wipe or inside the baby wipes? That means Shlomo Zalman truly wanted to say it was on top, but wasn't true with thought to say it's on top. I mean, Chazal also says the Metzias is only a get of being on top. Metzias, Minchas Shabbos, the Orchas Shabbos, others, they went to professionals to write to the companies, and they suddenly write a case over here that is Balea. Metzias is Balea. Now, when we wrote to the companies, the mice said they didn't want to answer us, whether the pampers or huggies. They say it's a soid, or not Mikala soid, it's a proprietary of things over here. The mice said, Ribiat says, conflicting ideas over here. The way Minchas Shabbos says how to go check is very simple. Take your fresh wipe, you open it, lie down on a table, take a napkin, take a tissue and place it on top of it. Any liquid that's on top of the baby wipe will be absorbed inside the tissue. Very little water gets absorbed inside the tissue. When you do that, 5 tissues after one after another, then there's nothing, your tissue is dry. Then go over to the fresh wrap and squeeze it, water comes out. So you see it's inside, not on top. That's how it says how to go test. We'll get step by step. That's first of all, see where it is. Baker, again, the experts say the mice is inside. I just say go push it down. Put it on top. A second question to Matthias. Are people, when they use fresh wipes, is it the case where Eidim Mischavim or Mischavim? Also, what time is Eidim Mischavim? The Maestro, if you think about it, when people use it, again, people don't think what they're doing, but think about when you use it, or think about Erev Shabbos doing it, what exactly am I doing? And I'm not saying that my kid, Mamish, if you sit inside of it, it sticks to you, and it made it into a peckle, I learned the hard way with my first kid, you let him sit inside of it, it's acid, eats the kids up, and he gets rashes out of it. So, about it, we don't want the kid to have it stuck on, stay on, otherwise, you have to take it off. Now he sits there, it's stuck on, you have to take it off. Avada, you want the water, and you have kavana to use the wipes well. Avada, you do, and you want the water that's coming out. The difference is Orchid Shabbos, the Minchid Shabbos, and it's tons of people in Chabura, those usually not change the diapers at Eidim Mischavim, those who change diapers usually said Avada Mischavim, right? Not Avada Mischavim, not even a Shaila. It doesn't sound like what's inside Eidim Mischavim. But, I think Avada Nechel Geder isn't Eidim Mischavim, Pasha, I think Matthias is Mischavim. Certain times, certainly Mischavim. Other times, it's not clarin, but Avada, certain times, it's Mischavim. A third question, Matthias. We'll get to the source. The third thing in Matthias is Gdula Karka not. That means make Gdula Karka the right, so not Gdula Karka do Abon. Now, Huggies and Pampers are 100% Gdula Karka. The better they are, what?
The Pampers in this very safe system,
the rayon. Rayon is Gdula Karka, right. I checked up yesterday on the rayon is a natural fiber. That's what it said on the machine over there, right? I checked yesterday what rayon is. It said a natural fiber. You thought? I checked. I wasn't sure. I did not know. I checked the three words they put on. They had rayon, they had a poly something, whatever, and I checked what?
Polyester.
Not polyester. No, that one I know.
That one was plastic.
No, there are three things on Pampers.
What's rayon made of?
What? Yeah, all three, Pampers and the Huggies. And Avi Wiesenfeld, he said over the Matthias is the better they are, the more Gdula Karka it is. He says, first of all, it's not possible Litainas to make something that's purely not Gdula Karka. So there has to have Gdula Karka inside. Now, first of all, in general, there always are either Gdula Karka or the Mu'ur of Gdula Karka. We'll get to what I said that yesterday. But either until, let's say this year, they're either always Gdula Karka 100% or Mu'urav. So those were Taina Geder Pop Kadoshis, I'm not sure what those words mean. And those were Taina Smurav. So they'll say Bittel. Now I don't know how Bittel plays a part over here. So let's say you squeeze out liquid, so either it's Drabbanon, and 10% of the time you're doing Deraiso. So I'm not sure how Orchid Shabbos says back. There's no concept of Bittel over here. If there's a bag that's 20%, that means slick sensation, the one that's got up on it. Over there it's written 80% is case of it is polyester and 20% natural fibers. That's one with Ashkocha. Orchid Shabbos writes in that. So 20% is the deraiso. 20% of the time we get this deraiso. What? No nichlei. I don't do an iser. So Mizalman writes not wanting this, not nichlei, not nichlei. Not wanting an iser, not getting a nichlei. No. Again, you don't know where. And Pashas is in everything. It's not 20% here and 80% here. Pashas spread through the whole entire thing.
What's wrong with Panam Chadashis? What's wrong with Panam Chadashis? It's better good for it. We had it in the Bistat Chubin.
Again, Nishma Shab Mincha Shabbos called the idea of Panam Chadashis. We get to hear the exact attack. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened.
I don't get
the story.
What's the
Vegas? Those who are Taino that the Mashka was not grown inside over here. So come on, the first people go to them and they tell them to point out that we do not need the mashka to be Gdula Karka, we need the beggar to be Gdula Karka. I mean, even one time the mashka is not Gdula Karka, not really Shdia, whatever you want, but the idea is the beggar has to be a case of Gdula Karka, not the mashka. So it comes out that the idea that's not Gdula Karka, Matisse is every baby wipe is Gdula Karka, usually it's 100%, the one last Karka is 80 to 20, we'll have to get to what they're doing over there. And even that, you still know what the heter is, but everything has Gdula Karka inside.
Why is it a little?
You have bittul b'nei neged yisurim. There's no chaz over here. This is, if you want, if you want the sugyo, neged it. What? That's head to head. You have a bittul over there. You have the shaf. What do you have? Tosi yontif.
What's the beggar?
That means come down neged to mitzias over here. That means number one. It's three kosher mitzias. Number one, pashas it's inside and on top. Number two, the sugyo that times down mischavin. Not neged in mischavin. And number three, it always has to do with karka. The question is how much. Come on, all of them is 100% or close to that. Where they are more expensive, there are more. The only one brand I know that has a case of a bottle. I'm not sure what that means. Mitzan halocho. What's what we said, according to the Rambam, my sense motor? Because he held there's no idea of a fire on a beggar. So, first of all, if you realize now, Sugya Sif Yud Ches, it's not brought down to Mitzvah at all the Shittas of the Rambam. It's not here. Now, you could answer why it's not brought down. Because according to the Rambam, there's a Malabim. Because when the Mashkin comes out, that means we're not Mitzvah over here. The Eid comes over to Archa Shabbos and says, it's true, the Rambam holds not Isser Deraiso, but still, over this is Rabbonim. Why? Because we know by the case by Cyrus, we get this halacha seven shabbos to test. Cyrus is no balea. So yet schito is oskin near case of schito. Also, it's only near schito. So it's not worse than zerda. But we have on Cyrus, we're going to have the case according to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, what's mechadish? This is the other place can say it. One time according to the Rambam, about this is the Rambam over here. I didn't say anyone say it. But he said there's a posh, there's a posh given the case of Cyrus.
Rambam doesn't say it. It's
by Cyrus. It's by Cyrus. No chilek. The idea is chito. The idea is chito. The idea that you want to compare to the case of Tvashim Mushlokus, according to the case of Mimeyim, the case of Yabonim, they point out, by case of Mbegim, we pass along the way we shine with Kedavid Reis over here. Number three, the fact that you want to taino, that you won't tell me it's Enim Eschavim, but come along the Peskei Tshuva, I'm sorry, Osher Weiss, said, but even the Psik Ratio, we look at it before and not afterwards. Come along with Osher or Choshabbos, Mark and Hud and others, and says, but even before a person knows, you think about what you're doing, that you want it to be a Pesach Ratio. That means the whole idea that Osher Weiss is saying, you look at me before, I don't know what's going to happen. Avadi knows what's going to happen. I brought this tshuva to a Berkowitz and I know what he's talking about. Avadi Pesach Ratio. Avadi knows before what's going to happen over here. I just use a wipes. I don't think, but if I think for a second, Kin made a lot of other cases of Pesach Ratio. I know what's going to happen. The fourth idea over here, that's not mischaven, in the case over here for the seichet, amlas latviach, they point out, we'll get to the sugyo, but first of all, the idea of not being mischaven to be seichet, less than amlas latviach, that's you have no kavanah to be seichet at all. But if kavanah be lishoit, but less than amlas latviach, about it's also. The one time even the ism in the Torah. There's no one that says kavanah to squeeze out, that unless amlas latviach is mutter. That is also Pashmos is Ismail. The sixth point over here, they're saying it's Halach Ibud. First of all, the idea of Halach Ibud that Shamazan wants to say over here, he goes back and forth upon the Svar over here, going inside the Tzarya, going inside the garbage. So most for Shamik says, Halach Ibud means I'm not using it. Here, the liquid is, I'm using it to clean the kid. Said the Chodeshoni, the Chaskaruoth, and others, Abadah, the liquid is coming out. It's Halach Ibud eventually. It means after using it to clean the kid, and after I finish using the liquid, then I throw it in the garbage. How do I want to call that Halach Ibud? I'm using it. I want it. I want to clean the kid. Take off the tzai over here. The idea of Shlomo Zalman, that he wants to tie the amashka of Eichel, because why? Because the chshivas, I'm not going to have no chshivas over here throwing in the garbage. First of all, he himself, Shlomo Zalman, says not to be semich upon this concept. Void. The liquid comes out before it goes inside the mashka. But the ikr, the idea of mashka about the oichel, why is it mutter for? Because it has no shame mashka. Negate a beged, we squeeze out, why is it with seconds also? Has the shame mashka beforehand? I mean, I never heard a person say, take a beged with liquid inside, squeeze it on top of food, it's mutter. Should be mutter, right? You have beged with liquid, I want to use it over, squeeze, clean up Coke, squeeze it inside the top of my food, or lemon juice. I squeeze it out of my food. Why? Because I had a shame mashka koidim. The whole yisayd over here, the mashka bal eichel eichel, does not have a shame mashka. He has a shame mashka koidim. Therefore, it does not have the heft of mashka bal eichel eichel. What? So that's because the mayim drop on it over here. Drop on it. It sounds good, right? Drop on it. It's awesome. No, there's not tech list. There's not tech list plate. Here's tech list plate. Taisa sheet is, like Vashim Mishlokas, the reason why, he said even Zaytzvah Novim is Drabon, said Taisa. Why could not, by case of, by Vashim Mishlokas, why could not tech list plate? Here it is tech list plate. But tech list plate, we have a Drabon. It's still Dindu Rabbanan. By Kloshim Mishlokas, we have Dindu Rabbanan the Mayim. No, we don't have that. Tuzim Mon by the real Tuzim Mon, but not by a Beged. Shame Mashke Koydim.
What's the difference between Sukkos?
Because that's not the Derech. This is the Derech.
It says by the
Kvashim,
it's more
through
to put it in.
I said by Kvashim, not by Begin. Kvashim is
Smokin. What's the difference?
Yeah, Toysis says, Toysis, not Toysis? The Rosh, the way Mishabu Paskins. He said the case of Kvashim is not Derech Liskoit. Not like Tayshim, not Toysis says this. I said Begin is Derech Liskoit.
It wasn't liquid beforehand.
Okay, you can argue Toysis. Okay.
One has nothing to do with the other.
No, it's saying it's for the Brutus. That's what
you
keep
saying. Today's
Yom
Tov?
I shall ask you to come to do it.
One day.
One.
Okay. What's that?
Yeah, but
now, Chaimno, they want to, based upon him, they want to be Mekel, and say they have a skita that's not ready for steel, and that has a chshivs over here, Nichol get a shei mashko. Maisa look at Chaimno, he himself said, Tzorchil, Maisa, Tzorchil, over here. Void. Just think about it. It's toy of a kid, royal achilo. So we learn to get muksa. The gears lefenenu. The Gemara says soya. A cat will eat it, right? Not klovim. A cat. The Gemara says a cat will eat it. Soya for odim, not toy of a beimo. So the ma'aseh is royal achilo for cats. So it says not royal achilo. The ma'aseh, the Gemara, the gears lefenenu says is royal achilo for cats. And the words of Chaim Nosa not royal achilo, not for a person, not for a beimo. That's out the second. Void, Maisa, the second before goes inside the soya. It is Royal Achilo. So Maisa be seven something Chaim Nosa not to be Samachan. Or something that itself maybe is Royal Achilo. And maybe it is Royal step before, and each one can be Samachan upon the idea of here. Void doesn't want to say it's Chashir, not Shir Gregorius. We know Mishra Paskin, the Loch is over here. Chashir is also in the Torah. Now, those who like going in the sorrow, it's Sarach, the Kotan. Kotan is the getter of a Fuah, of a Chaylo. So they come in the sorrow, and they point out that why are people using fresh ripe sfor? It's because that's to make use tissues, I use water, but it's rips, not kishmak, not convenient. It's much more convenient for them. Says the Chaskel Ruch, Minchas Yitzchak, it's not Tzarech HaKotel. Tzarech HaKotel. But he wants it easier, more convenient for them, more of a tzarech for them. Avon, that's not Nichol Geder of Heter of Poor for the kid. No Shaykhis for the kid. The kid is fine using water underneath the sink. He has no problem with that. You don't want. That's called Tzarech HaKotel. Not so called Tzarech HaKotel for the cotton over here. The way some like calling Kovod HaBrias. The Archa Shabbos writes back, it's called Noyach HaBrias. Noyach HaBrias, not Kovod HaBrias. It's convenient for the Brias, not Kovod HaBrias. No Shaykh is Kovod HaBrias over here. Noyach HaBrias, not Kovod HaBrias. Now those want to know, I cope sick ratio should be mortar. We know already, Mishnah writes, by Austin Simon Shilchov. Kovod HaBrias, you still, or even if you're up on it, you're one of the head over here. Those were taina, a case over here can be done without a psik ratio. God can do it with the psik ratio of the children Gibborim by Kevin Samishna. So a voz over here writes in Shimon Chalachas that we know the law of many Simon Shilam and Zayin, Mishmua Kot Magadvam, that Gdilim be Yosef to not have this heter, not be Semich on this heter at all, something can be done without a psik ratio, and we're doing the mockup of psik ratio. The idea of Zayin Mashkin, those were Michael. So first, mine is Zayin Mashkin. But the one time in the get Tumum Taro, it's not with Vishti, it's not Nichol get of Zayin Mashkin. I'm not sure that's so or not. I don't listen to Tumum Taro that well. Now, the idea that depends upon Zayin Mashkin, you have to realize that no Rishon says Zayin Mashkin. It's a Ran of Fida Prima Godim. That means no Rishon says it. Machlok Shan the Ran, and if you pass him like the Ran. And in the Ran, you have to realize, Mishmua said by Lemus, Bechosh of the Chayodom, they call it Lemus the case of the Raiso. Now, Lemus is still not the case of Zayin Mashkin over here. Now, to be Semich on the Sfarah, that one Rishon says, one Pshanim on the Achreinim, in the case of Zayin Mashkin, the person don't bring down, which you can even argue that before it comes to the Beged, there's already Shem Mashkin, but he had a Shem Mashkin before it came to the Beged, very hard Sfarah to be Semich upon. So I think we went through the 15 ideas over here, 16 ideas over here, that the Sfarah one will be Mekel, and they point out each Sfarah did not stand by itself, and we have 16 times 6, 16 times 0, what do you have left with? Times zero. What are you left with? Now, the shell is, if so, what do you do? What's the eitzah? Fine, that means you went through the basic shach material. Again, if you want, the Sefer Milchas Shabbos, 250 pages about this over here. There's another person who wrote another 200 pages about it. People wrote tons about it, a lot of read about it. But again, we went through the basics for us over here. Now, the shell is, what are your eitzahs? What are your options over here? So first, can you take a baby wipe and squeeze it before Shabbos and then use it on Shabbos? That's the first Eitzah they discuss. Where they're coming from, the Loch of the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simon Tov Reish, Gimel, and Seftas discusses a sugya in the Yuma. The Gemara says a person He wants to take a bakbuk, a bottle that's wet on the outside, or shmata, and pour it in his head. The loch is, if it's not a case of tverech, am nasla tviach, you can do that on Yom Kippur. Says Rama, quoting Mordechai, how would you squeeze it beforehand? The mice said not to go do that. Why? Because maybe it won't squeeze it in a case that's not tverech, am nasla tviach. Maybe not get to that number over here, that shear over here. So come along, we have a gzeira of the Ramah not to be do an act that's left over, that's not to be tverech and nasa tverech. That's Irmo. If so, can you take a baby wipe and squeeze it to make it not be tverech and nasa tverech? They point out, you have a chum over here, that's a gzeira, you can't go do that. You can't. Void, they point out, to argue the point, that the Ramah, the Maisa, there is no kavon over here. Mash Enkin, in a situation when you have kavano, you won't have even at all the heter, the deer, not tverech, not satviach. The third point over here is, what is the definition of prakti tverech, not satviach? I don't know how to make it prakti, to make it squeeze it so much, that the level when one thing will touch this, and you will touch it and not get wet. I mean, when you usually get that level, it's come out dry already. I'm trying to do it. Now the arser is from the Watani, you have this Eitzah, and how they answer it. That means Simcha Bonim, picking up from Schoenberg, he wants to make him, say the whole Chash in the Ramah is only by a case with the Chash of the Raisa. Since baby wipes only did the Rabbanon, we won't have the Chum of the Ramah. The Chum of the Ramah again is you cannot squeeze it on Shabbos. Gzeira, out of the situation of Tveach, Amnas Latveach over here. Because you might lead to a situation to squeeze squeeze it out over here. Or in case of Rabbanon, there's no Gzeira. Maisa, therefore, Shomer wants to be Mekel. The Baya is, Shomer can chew the rice, the baby wipes it in the rice. So I'm not clear how in the world someone bought him close to Shomer that says he holds, can squeeze it beforehand, because you know Shasha, but only did the Rabbanon who use it, when the whole, himself writes using it in the rice. That's how he gets around the Ramah. So the first eight to squeeze it out, the newest person can want to argue, say you're left with the Chum and the Ramah, and it's the case of his Chavin over here, and therefore, you don't know how to do it practically, do not be Samech on that. That's the first eight to not to be Samech on. A second Eitzah, can you use a wet tissue? Now, Nashik Klein had a tshuva in Chelek Yud Aleph, he's a long tshuva, while the Maisa, you can use a wet tissue, there's no problem. Why it's not Nichol Nistigo or Malabin? Why it's not Malabin? No get over here of making it clean over here. Come on, from after the quorum, you have a whole tshuva, it's not Malabin. You missed the point of a farik, told the Dosh. Therefore, Avada, if you don't discuss the main question over here, the Chora person should not be Semichal using a wet tissue. The third option is, you can use a tissue that you squeeze out Erev Shabbos. Now, what's the mile of doing that? They point out, l'chor, you have the Har Tzvi and the Moshe. Why? Because the Har Tzvi says a tissue is not made to squeeze out. If it's not made to squeeze out, it's not nichol geder of the Rosh anymore, of a geder of the Reiso. A tissue made to throw in the garbage. So since over here, it's not Oim Veschita, a Kuli Amo only did Rabbanon. So then over here, when you squeeze it out to make the gzeira of the Ramah of Tverech, that's not Tverech. Those who might want to make a little says you make a take a tissue that's wet and squeeze out, no problem. If it's not Tverech, that's not Tverech. You don't know Chum of the Ramah anymore. Only case job on them. Now the reason why people don't do that, because why again are people using fresh wipes for? Not because they don't mind using tissues. Tissues are not too practical. It rips, and you get dirty, and falls out. It's not, you don't enjoy using it over here. So you don't enjoy using it, for that reason, the Chura, the Eitzah is not a good Eitzah. I mean, maybe Lalocha might hold up, but not that good of an Eitzah. So then what's the next Eitzah? So come on the Yishma Shabbos, it says, use a fresh wipe that's wet, and use a spray. Take a spray, you can buy either special sprays for to clean the kid, or you can buy any bottle, put water inside, and use a spray. The other thing I want to point out, in that situation, the water that comes out from the fresh wipe is Lo Nichalei. It's Helich Le'ibit over here. You have this here for the Rambam. You have the Mugger of Rum over here, can we make it? Maybe you put the Tazmi Mut over here. You have Mamashal Sugi over here.
Using the fresh wipe or using the tissue?
Zero. I said use a spray and a fresh wipe together. So step by step. Now, first, the Mincha Shabbos, and he wants to ask her at Titanus that the wood over here that you have on the person's body, you want to go inside the wipe to get out the chemicals on there, on the alvara that's inside, the soap inside, and you want to use it. So it says, forget, you want to go in and go out. Now, those who want to argue the point say, no, the only thing that what the water is doing is going to absorb out the chemicals that go inside the Beged. I mean, in Mincha Shabbos, there's a letter there from a certain Adbar, they want to tell you that's not true. The Metzias, the water is pulling out the chemicals, not going in and coming out. That's how they argue the point. On my side, the reason why I think he cannot say over to the Moin Am to use a spray and a wet fresh wipe is because what the oil will do, a little bit, you spray a little bit, you eat the din over here, and then they'll use fresh wipes if you use fresh wipes. That means practically to tell the Moin Am, it's true there are certain cases in Talmud Chacham that maybe there's a way to go use a regular fresh wipe with water. But tell the Tzibur to go use a fresh wipe with spraying, it will not happen. There'll be over your serum poshet. Because they'll be used to the din of spraying. Again, a Talmud Chacham like you, maybe they'll spray all over the place. Do it correctly. But, give me a marshal. Even when tell women's ulcer, they don't listen. I've asked tons of women, they use fresh on Shabbos? I can't say. My husband says no. No, my husband says I'm not allowed to. He says, I said ulcer. No, even when I tell them, they don't listen. You tell them to go do something this way, they can do whatever they want. No woman tell me my husband says no. What? Fine, so I don't think that HA works practically. Again, to use fresh wipe, a wet fresh wipe, and a spray practically won't really happen. There'll be yoitz design with a spray, use a fresh wipe. So come on Mincha Shabbos, he wanna get a 250 page safer to Aser, he has to come out what is his Aitza. He says to use a wet fresh wipe. No, I think it's Nichlev Deraiso. I think it's Nichlev Deraiso. No, because what the women and the people are going to end up doing a lot? Oh, so then it's Ainu Mishkavin. With a particular ratio to Loi Nichle, of a Hilat Ibu, which the Mogar Vom is tied to his mutter, according to the Taz, will get, according to Mogar Vom, then he says if it's Ainu Mishkavin, Ainu Mishkavin, it's our Sif. According to Mogar Vom is mutter, we'll get the Taz, why it's also mutter. I mean, that's our Sif. But we'll try to get to. Then Mincha Shabbos says over. He says use a wet wipe. He also has a wet wipe. He says use shampoo over here. Something that has chemical inside the liquid over here. The baby spray that has a lot of soap inside. Well, because he has a bayah taking out the soap inside. Again, those want to argue whether it's Archa Shabbos or a Falt or a Shur, they want Taino. That practically you cannot tell that to a Moinam. Somebody said, what to go do? So I think, I seen it was wrong, go this way. That what you should do, the best thing is, you buy a package of fresh wipes, you open them up, you have 100 of them there, you take them out, spread them apart, leave them out for about an hour, they're all dry, put them back inside the bag for the next couple of months, you have baby wipes that you use for Shabbos that are dry. Now, use a spray with a dry wipe, mine should be mutter. Now I know again, the Mincha Shabbos says you can't do that. Again, the safe on baby wipes, he wants a tie knot because the water will go inside the wipe, it's nichle for the soap to come out. I don't think anyone has kavanah for that. I don't think that's so. Ma'aseh Chodeshoni said this is the Eitzah, and Numas Gedolim give the Eitzah of a dry wipe with a spray. Now, just explain why that's so. First of all, I don't think Metzias is a Nechel Gedolim Psik Reisha. I think it's Ainu Mishkavin and Psik Reisha. Ainu Mishkavin, Ma'aseh is Motor, very simple. Even if you tell me a case over here is Psik Reisha, a Psik Reisha, Lo Ichbas Leichlal. What? I don't think it's a great. No, in and why? Out, you mean coming out?
What's coming out?
I don't think it is, but even when I argue the point, I said.
What's coming out?
No, when you spray, use a spray, tons of water there, and now using a dry wipe. So, no, what's going to happen? You start to the kid, it'll go in the wipe and come out of the wipe. And you have to make sure you do it correctly. We'll get this, it's not that simple. But again, I don't think it's a psych ratio. Even if it is a psych ratio, the water that's coming out looks like cloud. You have a spray over here. So the case over here, Lo Ichbas Leichlal, that's Cholich Leibod. The Magar Vom by us says, Sif Yud Ches, Lamaisetz Mutter. Eli Aigen, you come along to tell me, we have the Taz over the Mishmur, need Taitim Tavuso, need a Tziruf of Baris Arucho, I'll give you a Tziruf. The Rambam. Rambam says there's no Isovia of Mepharik. The Mechabit does not come onto the Sugya of the Rambam because it cleans the Begit over here, because it's beer over here, and it comes out and cleans the Begit. But us, we have a tzir, we have the case of the Rambam over here. V'oid, even want to argue the points of the Rambam, it didn't do Rabbanon, which I'm not clear if the Rubin or not. Ma'aseh says a psik ratio in Nichle, which is Rabbanon's. We know Shinda Zayin Sif Gimel, which Mishmur says, Avada, there's what to be Samech on, there's a Rambam over here. V'oid, when a person has this fresh ripe over here, they squeeze out that's dry, and the water goes in, is it the aiming to squeeze out? Ra'aseh that her tzvi sheet is, and the moisture seems to go this way. The whole idea of the Rosh and Tosis, why is Deraisa the of a bag of a liquid to come out, because Derek squeezed out liquid from a baguette. A dry wipe that you're using, that water goes inside, it's aimed to squeeze out, Derek squeeze out, avada not. No shaykhus. So another reason why it's drop on them. So what we have by Etzim over here, it's not psik ratio. Tell me the even psik ratio is we have the Mogad Rom. When Argo go the Taz, we even have the Taz over here. But only this psik ratio, Lichle has three drop on them over here. So build upon our sugya, avada should be mutter. You have a dry wipe, and you're using a case of a spray. Now, to use somebody's Nakdul Karko, Rafak gets involved with this, he wants to tie if there's such a Matthias out there, it says, Makam Chaylo, the Rabbanon, Chaylo Mekel, in case of a Shinoi, what to be Samachal, Stamazoi Nakt. This is the Yazid Shuva, if you have a Beis Achizo, I'm discussing adults over here, they want to use fresh wipes and Shabbos, what to go do, but Berkowitz himself told me, should invent a case of baby wipes using a Beis Achizo. That should be the case over here. That means it's simply as you write. Take two popsicle sticks, put them together and hold the fresh wipe together. I'm not sure how he's doing it, how he's writing it. And take two popsicle sticks and hold over here. The fresh wipe, nice, you have the two for the right bit. That's a Shulchan Aruch over here. So Echonami, figure out what he means, how to use two popsicle sticks on a fresh wipe. Also, that's Nochovei eats over here.
That's called basic.
What? You have to know what the rabbit means, right? It's not that simple, the rabbit. It's nice to have the rabbit.
It's not going to wipe.
I'm not sure what it means. Now, those ones say to use a spray, how can you spray? You have a bayah of zera, case of winnowing. So we'll have to get the end of Simon to your test over there. The Mishmur, the Maisa, Paskins, not like the Yishalmi, there's no bayah when it's one thing. And even the Ramon, who wants to be Machli Yishalmi, using only water, even the Ramon, the Maisa, is being Mekel instead of Kivagar. Now, Maisa, it comes out, I think, practically, number one, to get to cotton, if you dry it out, and use a spray bottle with water, the Maisa should be mutter. Again, I set up a very clear base on signal. I think it should be not psik ratio, even if psik ratio, the Mokavram, and the Taz, psik ratio through the Abban, the Maisa should be mutter. That's the get to cotton. I think the get to Gadol, I know certain some will say cotton is more reason to be Mekel. I think by Gadol is much more easier to be Mekel. I mean, certain people, adults, that are sensitive, or the word mitzal locha, you have an apita bas, you have some tzoyan side, or they call it OCD over here. Whatever reason they have over here, I think the more svar is to be mekel. The reason why a person, by child, is using the fresh wipe, in general, a lot of times you certainly want the water to come out. By an adult, I think it's more mitzad, it's either a lubricant, or it's easier, more convenient, or gets there in place over here. But I don't think they ever want the water to come out. I don't think mitzias is, and a regular person, they want the water to come out. Therefore, it's always enough to use the fresh wipe with the water that's how it is. If that's so, the water comes out, it's lo nichle. If it's lo nichle, and hulch ibud, we have the Mogad Avraham already. And I'm like, you tell me, according to Taz, you need to type to Tavusa, the staff of the Ramah Mashito. There's no case over here of Mepharik by the case of a Beggar. Well, you can tell me, maybe over here, it's the Drabon over here, it's the creation of three Drabons of lo nichle, the Maishu be Motor. Void if you want, by an adult, you do have the svar of covered abrius maybe. Or you can tell me an OCD is nichel get a chayil over here, you have nochet tirf over here. No, it's as far as over here. So I think by an adult, it's much more easier. Again, I tried to convince my Berkowitz this way, he said no, it wasn't masking to me. I'm not sure why that's so, but I think it's much easier to make an adult than on a cotton. The last thing we have to discuss is the baby wipes that have ashkocho. Now, again, the ones I see now, there are two of them with ashkocho. One for a bunch of years called Sleek Sensation. The one I just saw that came out, I think this past year or 2 years ago. The one that came out the past year that says 100% Nakdu Lekarko. Again, I did not see them. I don't know where they are. And I only saw them on the machine over here. But otherwise, I'm not seeing practically what's happening, what they look like, what's going on. No one ever told me that I've used them. Not sure if it's Balea or what it is. I can't answer and negate them. But they get to a Sleek Sensation that's been around for 15 years over here. So there are those that Cheskel Roth has a tshuva and gives ashkocha to it, and Rav Bikti gives ashkocha, and Rav Goldman and I saw to give ashkocha. Now, Maisa, what they are writing, that's saying it's happening over here, saying, first of all, they made sure Rav is not Dula Karko. That means what the brand is, 80% is polyester, 20% is Dula Karko. Now, again, our Cheshabas news people write against that, so what? You're 20% of the time doing this to the Raiso. Let's spread it out through the bagot over here. That's just number one. Number two, they say also you should not really push. Void, son of Chesed Roth, not push and use a bunch of baby wipes at one time. I mean, I was cleaning my kid Erev Shabbos, using one at a time, I said, just use a bunch of them. He made it all over the place. Then you can use a bunch, it just goes easier, and you love to need the water that's inside the baguette. It's nice, son of Chesed Roth, it's not that wet. That means make sure it's not the karka, it's not that wet. A person really should not push that hard. Now, if you use them, again, the sword of the seven upon the roiv, Yishlodin, we'll throw a passion that did the rice over here. Rav Rubin, he wrote a shtigl against it, and there was a kol kora that came out that was signed by Menashe Klein, with Sriel Rosenberg, of Rosenblatt, Sri Weber, of Gelber, of Rubin, of Lubin, 2 years ago in Tovshin Pei Aleph, against leak sensation that a Vadi cannot use it, should not use it. I mean, I just mentioned over seven names assigned against, don't use this one with Ashkocho. So, the, as far as the coming up with are very darkistic, Yishlod and Harbi, to be summing upon it. Now, Rav Goldman, he gives Ashkocho over here, so I wasn't sure which one he was giving Ashkocho on, so what he writes what's going on over here, on his Ashkocho, his words are, he writes his own letter, and the words are, it's not possible to squeeze out the liquid. So first I called a person yesterday who says he uses Rav Goldman's Ashkocho over here. So first I asked him what brand he's discussing over here. What is Rav Goldman's Ashkocho? So he says, I have it in front of me. He used it this past Shabbos, this last night. Cool, sleek sensation. So listen, so Okhetsky also gives Ashkocho, he's saying the ik is not to the karko. But Avadi says, not saying the water can come out, don't have too much water. He's saying, making sure that it's not possible not to squeeze out. Not possible. So I'm not sure how that happened. So I asked the person, you have it in front of you, can you squeeze it? Does it come out? She said, of course it does. No matter. So the ones I checked a couple of years ago certainly came out with a sensation. They weren't in this country. So Goldman wrote, yes, originally when I came to the country, I told them to go do something. They didn't listen. The batch came in incorrectly. But since then, he says, I told them what to go do, and they corrected that batch. And now they will come in. It's not possible to be squeezed out. Meister, the guy yesterday was using things on Shabbos. They told me about it comes out. So I told him, well, Goldman, your role says it's not possible. He said, it can't be. He says, send me the letter. So I sent him the letter last night. That the Goldman says not possible. He says, not so. I just did it. And he said, told me he did it. So if you get this slick sensation, it's not possible. Liquid to come out. It'll come out. Those are the words that noise klal. Those are the words that he wrote. Eshelitzchot noise klal. He said, there's lachlis there. Not sure how to be simple on this heter. This is an interesting Gemara on Shabbos Daf Lam Beis. The Gemara says, "Aver shenoshu meisus yoldos." Why do women pass away early? But avoyin shemukapsois tzoyis b'neim b'Shabbos. With avoyin, they clean off the tzoyis from the kids on Shabbos. The Gemara. Now the Gemara is not discussing baby wipes. But Maisa again, the Mekilan Chaser and the Chashash Derais over here. You hear numerous people give shum about it, and most Paiskim Aser, because you find your two Paiskim Maisu who are Makel over here on things I don't understand, you have to know, is this more like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Kali Das came looked for all the coolers over here, and they're going against the Gemara, against the Paiskim. Like, tell me it's your Rav, the person who I spoke to you last night, told me that Goldman's there, Rav. So fine. I'm not going to say much. I just told him it's here, it's not so. He's trying to find out from Goldman himself. But otherwise, Chutz Mizeh, Maisa, we have Masayro, we have Aloko, we have Paiskim over here. And therefore, we try to follow what it says. It might be hard. It's hard to fast Yom Kippur. Sure, it's hard. So things are hard. I'm asking. It's not like a shmack to clean things out for a shrive. But there are eitzes. Either some people don't want to do it under the sink. Well, very simple. You have a dry wipe. I use them with a spray. And I think it's less convenient, but certainly very simple. It's just you have to dry them out, have it back the next couple of months. I use a spray. I actually, one person told me, his wife said when he got married, I'm only using it unless you do it. So he said, fine, on Shabbos he does it. That's the job on Shabbos. Fine, so that's what you have to go do. That's what you have to go do. That's what you have to go do. Fine. Some of us, they do it themselves. Each one unto their own. Each one has their mild concern. My said, these are the halachas. If you can show me why it's what I love to hear. But as far as over the years, everyone I've asked, they only came to be chayzer, to be machmer, to say, my said, also. That means people went over to Shum Zamani was Chayzer, and then went over to Nisani was Chayzer, and went over to. The only one was not Chayzer, someone was Mincha Zasher. So you have one verse for everybody. What can I do? Malas says. Fine, Bezzer Shum Matzliach, we're going further, Simon Shum Bez, that's all.